is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 855-450-FREE. Tonight in the studio, this is Julia.
Nemi.
And Allie.
Would you like to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations? You can for just $5 a month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com for more details. And even if you can't, everything there is still free. So we've been talking about schools, and we actually have a caller who would like to talk about that as well. So Michael from Minnesota, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I love your guys' show. I love the passion in it. Thank you.
Thank you. So you wanted to talk about schools, right?
Right. My comment was you're talking about the current curriculum in the public schools, and what we all need to understand is that comes from John Dewey, Dewey out of Chicago.
That was the Dewey Decimal guy.
Well, exactly. That is an out-of-date system. But the public schools and unions refuse to change and go to more of a current curriculum that actually will teach our children what they need to be taught. The other thing I want to stress, too, is that if you really care about your children, they should not be in public schools. We all need to pull our children out of public schools, get them into private schools, or to homeschool them. And to the argument that, well, private schools are too expensive, I challenge everyone with this. Then why do you have two new cars in your driveway? Why do you have three cables, TVs in your house? Why do you have all these luxuries?
Not everyone has that, though. I mean, that's not really fair.
And relatively speaking, private school, if you weren't obligated to pay for public school, private school would be less expensive.
That's a good point to make, that, you know, whenever the government provides a service, then people are being, if they want to have the private version, they're being forced to pay for the public version, which is usually more expensive.
And not as good.
Yep.
You have more to say, Michael?
Well, just I disagree. I mean, eventually, if enough people pull their kids out of the public schools will have no choice but to change.
Do you think that?
I realize that we're paying for the public schools, but is it worth it? I mean, send your children to a schools that we know are failing their education and their future. Is it really worth it?
My parents told me that they wished that they would have sent us to private school more than anything.
I went to private school all but one year. My eighth grade year, I went to public school, and it was like night and day. And even still today, yeah, absolutely. And I'm grateful for the education that I got, for sure, through private schools. I don't know how my life would be different. I would certainly be less educated than I am.
I wish that public schools didn't exist at all so that we would be able to see real innovation in technology and curriculum, because even though we do have private schools and there are other options, and I believe that you will certainly get a better education at a private school, it's all structured by the state, right? This curriculum is made by the state. The private schools are required to teach it. So I would just love to see what kind of innovation we could have. Like, how much better could schools be? How much of a variety could we have?
What I think is actually more, like, would be easier to get parents on board with, maybe, I don't really know, would be just to not take grades that students get at public school so seriously. Like, if your kid's making all A's in public school, it doesn't mean that they're smart. If they're failing public school, it doesn't mean they're dumb. Don't take it so seriously. Just whatever your kids get, whatever, you know, however they want to, if they want to try or if they don't want to try. I wish I hadn't felt so pressured to try at classes that I wasn't interested in.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't had that pressure, then I think I would be, like, more well-adjusted and not so weird about learning.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because I now, as an adult, I love learning new things. And I read stuff all the time. I spend my whole day on the internet, basically, at work and stuff. And I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly trying to learn new things. And when I was in high school, I did not feel this way. You know, I felt like, well, first of all, learning is not cool in high school at all.
No.
So, like, it's not cool to want to be smart or anything like that. And I think reading is a really good example of this. I loved to read when I was in elementary school, and that waned over the years. And I really don't read very much, and it's unfortunate because I actually like reading. But I think that, you know, they force you to read the same books, the books that they liked, the classics, they would call them, and they're boring. And if they offered more choice, like, hey, I'm interested in airplanes, so I would like to read a book about airplanes, it would be much easier to get kids on board with that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm really excited with the homeschooling movement in New Hampshire, and also I'm learning more. I don't have kids, don't want kids, but I really am excited to see people who are looking at self-directed learning, which is, I think, what we do as adults. You go,
yeah.
you look at what things interest you, and as far as high school goes, a very good friend of mine had just a heck of a time in high school. It was really, we didn't think he was going to get out, and he tried and tried. Math was not his strong point. He's a fantastic landscape gardener, just a miracle worker with plants. Now, I'm okay with math. I'm okay with reading and writing and whatever else you need to do to get out of school. He wasn't.
Yeah.
And as Ali said, it doesn't mean he's dumb. He's brilliant in his own way.
Right.
But unfortunately, he wasn't the square peg in a round hole kind of cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a shame that they teach you that if you're not doing well, you're dumb.
That's
what
right.
does
that
There's do for kids' self-esteem?
That's right.
They're so pretentious, and especially about how they think learning is like there's a specific way to do it, and it's their way.
Right.
And I think that to be a teacher in a public school kind of requires a little bit of that, you know, having a pretentious feeling about
knowing what's best,
knowing
and
what's
being
best
right.
for your students,
right.
and assuming that, you know, if they're not following along, because if a bunch of students are failing, I guess I had some teachers that were like okay with students failing, you know, like some teachers actually kind of were into some students failing because if everyone passed, then that meant that they weren't being challenging enough
right.
or something. But the idea that if the students aren't learning it their way, then they're not learning it, or that they're not good at this, or that they're not smart.
Yeah, I agree. So Michael actually dropped off the line. I don't know what happened, but thanks for the call, Michael. We've got more calls waiting here. Daniel from Louisiana wants to talk about law enforcement. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What would you like to talk about?
I was just going to make a comment on the police issue. I, as well, in my small hometown of Winsboro, have parish. You know, we have parishes down here instead of counties. But anyway, we have a very upstanding law enforcement, especially, you know, and as far as the sheriff and his deputies, they're they're about standing up for the Constitution. And about your question earlier, if a citizen has committed a felony, then the federal law enforcement can come in and take jurisdiction. But if it's a misdemeanor offense, then local law enforcement does have every right to tell a federal officer to fuck off.
Interesting.
They're out of place. And also, I wanted to make a comment because this seems to be a perfect opportunity to just drop a little bug in your listening audience's ear.
Oh, I'm left wanting.
Hello?
Cliffhanger.
He disappeared. Where? Oh.
Alrighty. Daniel, thanks for the call.
He got lost in our ears.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
So we've got Joe on the line from New Hampshire who wants to talk about shooting. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I didn't know if it was brought up here or not, but from where we moved from, Alabama, there was a shooting on campus, and they killed a guy who they said was on LSD, but he was naked and unarmed.
Oh,
did they decide that that guy was on LSD?
I have that in my show prep, actually.
Okay. Yeah, they said that he was too unwieldy to take down, so you had to shoot him.
That's yeah, pretty outrageous.
So it's
yeah.
If they confirmed that he was on LSD, I guess you know, the hospital must have confirmed that. Is that what they're saying?
I'm not sure yet.
Because
that's just what the report says online.
Right.
He's as far as I know in the story, he was like a wrestler and everything in
yeah.
high school, maybe even in college, and that he was naked, and the police officer said he was ramming him, like like repeatedly ramming him and
with
and
his
the
arm,
no, like
shoulder,
running at him.
Oh,
I have investigators and said he took the drug at a music festival and had a meltdown and started pounding on the police station's glass door.
Yeah, and so all of his family and friends and everyone who knows him is like, that is not how this person acts. Now, obviously, drugs change the way you act, but it seems unlikely that LSD did this.
Yeah, we can talk about this more, Joe, if you want to hold, if you have more to add. We will be back, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost in time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Give us a call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free. I have trouble saying that every time. SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Tonight in the studio, it's Julia,
Nemi,
and Allie.
And there are so many ways to listen to Free Talk Live. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can check it out. Live streams, radio, satellite, webcam, listen lines. Listen.freetalklive.com. So we have been talking pretty much for the last hour about schools, and we actually have many more phone calls, so we'll go to that because this is a show about your calls. Mike in Montana. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. What did you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this RFID reading that's going on in Texas and how they're going to punish these kids for not participating in it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this is legal. I mean, how are they going to punish these kids? And because they're not willing to be traced by this technology, I mean, we have the freedom. Well, we used to have these freedoms to be able to be free, in which we've traded off for security, but...
I might be wrong here, but I think that the schools see things like homecoming and the other things they're threatening to take away from the kids, since those are privileges and not rights,
yeah.
They can just take them away. Like, I remember them threatening to take away homecoming privileges for everything. In my school, you weren't allowed to... this is right after I left, so I wasn't subjected to this, but students were not allowed to have parking spaces, weren't given given tags for parking spaces unless they agreed to be part of this ID program, which is a drug testing program. And the ID program is kind of cool. It, like, gives you coupons for businesses around town if you agree to do it. It's supposed to be consensual, and it was actually against their policy for the schools to be implementing it. Like, in this way.
Coercion, yeah.
It's coercive kind. I mean, I get. Well, I don't know if it really falls under coercion. But you are coerced into going to school, and then if you drive a car, then it's like, I don't want to be in the ID program, Mom and Dad, because I smoke pot, so can you give me a lift to school? Like, no. That's not really fair to make the students do that.
Right. Well, it's kind of messed up anyway, because you're forcing kids to go to this school, and then you're putting them at potential risk for legal trouble. Like, if you get drug tested in school and you get caught with pot, it just doesn't end at telling your parents. There's legal implications with that. So not only are you forced to go, and if you don't want to participate in their programs, then they can just take all of these things away from you, but you can also get in a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, that's the whole problem is that, you know, everyone's been kids. We've all made our mistakes. We've all endured our high school years or whatever and whatnot. But the thing is that to threaten them with prom or to homecoming and things like that, because they do not want to participate in this RFID program, I just think it's wrong. I don't understand. I know they're saying, well, this way we can track all the kids. Well, yeah, it starts in schools, and then it will start in society, and then we're going to push this out to everywhere. That you're going to have these to cross state lines. You're going to have these to go into different cities so that we know where you're at. So in case something happens, we know exactly that you are there, you know? And I just don't think that's appropriate. I think this something that we need to stand up and just draw the line and say,
yeah,
this is it.
I mean, this is scary stuff. I wonder how many parents are okay with this. Like, I would love to see some sort of poll of parents specifically in this school district and see how they feel about it, because my parents would be infuriated.
Oh, yeah. I'd be hoarse by this moment. I mean, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs about this. This is not right, you know? And so I'm really concerned. I just hope people get out there and express that concern and just say, this isn't right. This isn't for us. I mean,
right.
I'm a veteran of the Air Force. This isn't something that I did not go and fight for. This is freedom. This is going into slavery and micromanaging people.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Anything else you'd like to say, Mike?
No, that was about it. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the call. You can give us a call and talk about schools or anything else, 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to the next call. We have Terry in Michigan who wants to talk about public schools. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I kind of wanted to make a comment on the comments you guys made earlier about private schools versus public schools.
Mm-hmm.
that you believe that private schools, the students are smarter than the public school students?
No, I didn't say, I know I didn't say that, and I didn't hear either of these ladies say it either. I think what I said was the quality of education was better.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
Well, I'm pretty sure I heard one of you say that you thought that you were smarter than the people that came out of public schools.
I am certainly better educated as a result of going to private school than I would be if I went to public school. I know that for sure.
See, so you're saying that you're smarter because you went to public school?
No, I'm saying I'm better educated. There's a difference.
Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Maybe because of your elitist ideas, maybe that's why you think that that's...
I am certainly an elitist, and I am glad you called in to point that out.
Are you an advocate for public schools? Are you telling me that you think that you'll get a better education at a public school?
I took education at a public school. I had about a 3.8 grade point average. I've worked most of my life. All my children went to public schools. They have jobs. They are productive members of society.
Talk about rage quit, dude.
So I don't think that anybody in this room was suggesting that somehow you're better or smarter for going to public schools. And I don't think that it suggests, you're right, private schools. And I don't think that it suggests that if you went to public schools that you're somehow dumb or anything like that. I don't think anybody feels this way. I went to public school.
I did, too. I mean, call me.
And I didn't feel that from Nemi when she was talking.
No.
So I think that a guy misunderstood. I don't know if maybe he's a public school teacher or I have no idea, but I don't think that he heard us correctly on that.
No, ladies. Well, I'm an elitist.
I sense a little bit of defensiveness there. I think that when, we start talking about public schools, that maybe parents that have children in public schools are going to start feeling like a little sense of, they might really see where we're coming from and think that we may be onto something, but it kind of feels guilty that they have kids in public schools.
Right.
And they kind of realize that they're not getting, the tax dollars that go to the public schools don't justify what the kids are getting out of it. I mean, and that has to be bothersome for parents who have their kids in public schools. I mean, when you ask your kid what they learned today and they just like snap at you because they've been bullied all day and their teachers aren't nice to them and they got sent to the principal's office.
Or they're shoehorned, like in our largest city here in New Hampshire, Manchester. Even the classroom sizes are exceeding the state mandated class sizes. So there's overcrowding. You've got 35, 40 kids to one adult versus in the private schools that I went to, you had between 8 and maybe 12 kids in a class.
Right.
How do you not get a better education with that sort of... I'm not claiming to be elitist. I'm just saying, do the math.
Do you think Nemi was being elitist? Give us a call on that or anything else. 855-450-FREE. Mike in Colorado is next. He wants to talk about sheriffs and their authority.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call and talk to us about anything you want. Give us a call. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Tonight in the studio, you have Julia.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And we, as I promised, would go to Mike in Colorado, who's been waiting very patiently. Hi, Mike. Are you with us? Hello? I'm going to put him on hold. I have a feeling that he's been waiting for a while, and he probably put the phone down. So, Mike, if you're there, pick up the phone, and we will come back to you. Next, we have Ian in New Jersey who wants to talk about Walmart workers. Hi, Ian. Ooh. I'm going to put you on hold.
It sounds like his phone's near the radio.
Hello? Are you near a radio? If you are, if you could turn it down. We're hearing a little feedback.
Okay, I had a little poor feedback.
Yes, we can hear you now. What would you like to talk about, Ian?
Oh, that's fine. One second, I should
Okay.
You're on the air. What would you like to talk about?
Hello?
Hello. I'm going to put Ian on hold for a minute, and maybe he will realize that he's on the air. I don't know if he can't hear us or something. So I'm going to try Mike again. Mike, are you there? Mike in Colorado, going once, going twice. Back on hold it is. We're not having good luck with these phone calls right now.
Well, I think the phones just sort of started to pile up, and then so now people will, like, put down their phone. They're like, well, they'll get to me.
Yeah.
Or something.
So we have Mike in Phoenix who wants to talk about police. Hi, Mike. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Hey, well, I was listening on XM tonight when I turned it on. You're talking about that cop that shot a guy, the guardsman in the face in New York.
Yes.
Yep. And when I hear these things, my blood pressure immediately goes up. And I can only think about one thing. And I think about third world countries where the kids and the families, they grow up knowing that the cops are dirty and corrupt and they'll kill you for nothing. And
right.
That's basically what we're getting here in the United States. There's no more officer-friendly DARE program. If you get in trouble, go find an officer. No, I would never tell. If I had kids, I would never tell them to go find a police officer if they were in trouble. Ever. I mean, we're getting to a point now, if you remember, when the Marines came to Iraq, all these, they were supposed to be the Republican Guard, which was, the baddest fighting force in the Middle East, and they were going to tear up the United States. And when the Marines came to town, they all took off their uniforms and tried to blend in because they were scared. And I can only think that eventually there will come a time that that happens in the United States, that a police officer will be a marked man. People are tired of this, and I brought this up on this show before many times, that Ian and Mark say, oh, it'll never get that way, violence isn't the answer. But you know what? Sometimes it is.
Violence, it already is the answer for some people. It's certainly not something I advocate, but I see it. I mean, we have plenty of cop block police accountability projects going on in the Liberty community, and I see it all the time, and I do believe it's coming.
Wait.
It is coming, and this is the fact.
I'm a little bit confused.
Officers in this country are outnumbered by armed citizens 1,000-1. Who would win that war?
I think the cops have bigger guns than most people.
I think that the cops get all their authority, basically, that they do have, from people believing that they have the authority. And it doesn't require violence against them for them to lose that legitimacy.
I'd have to say I personally agree with that. I do understand what Mike is saying in that, it's frustrating, it's angering, it's scary, and I wouldn't be surprised if, bad stuff, violent stuff started happening. But I don't personally...
It's going to start happening more, and I have a feeling, I don't mean to interrupt you, this phone is so choppy, I can't tell if you're talking or not, so I apologize, but it's going to be one of the... It happens a few times here and there, and then it will start happening.
All the time. Nope. Yeah, there he goes.
His phone dropped out. I don't really feel comfortable advocating violence. It's not something that I think I'm personally capable of. It's not something I want to be capable of.
I advocate against violence. Wait, does that make any sense?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Okay. Certainly you advocate peace, and I think Ian and Mark and I certainly tend to do that as well. But I think what I'm trying to say is not that I advocate violence, is that I just am observing it. But I'm seeing it both ways, too. Seeing the police, an increase in police crime against people like we talked about tonight, the gentleman with his two hands on the wheel, lifting his hands up. We had it a couple weeks ago with police shot and killed a man who, with one arm and one leg in a wheelchair, who was holding a pen. Come on. How can people not react to this? And granted, the group of us and the people involved in this project are typically nonviolent people. I think it's fair to say that I see the violence happening, and I think it's happening more frequently now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also, Ian and Mark talk about this, and I think it's a dangerous road to go down to talking about violence in any way. I mean, it's a really good way to bring negative attention, even if it's not from law enforcement or like federal agents or something like that. It just brings bad attention locally. I think that coming from a peaceful movement is really the legitimacy that we have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's that no matter how angry our viewpoints might make you, no matter how crazy you think we might be, we are nice, loving, compassionate people. You know, and I think that that is really important in a movement like this.
I agree. I think that, it's like more important for me that people who generally agree with me in this, about liberty and everything, that they don't seem like violent people or don't act aggressively or seem angry.
I won't associate with somebody who is violent and
angry. I won't
either.
And I really don't, I don't like them being associated with, like, I don't like them being part of groups that I'm part of at all.
Yeah.
And, well, this lack of, that's what, you know, ostracizing people is about. And while it's really common to come into contact with these, like, ultra-aggressive people, I mean, it's like, not in the Liberty Movement per se. Actually, it's more common outside of the Liberty Movement, I'd say. But it's like, if you're going to be a libertarian and have radical views, then it's, like, even more important, maybe. I mean, if
right.
someone disagrees with me, please call in, but I think it's more important for you to advocate peace above everything else.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Especially because what we're advocating essentially is self-regulation. And so I think peace is a really important part of that.
Mm-hmm. I think that if someone comes in conclusion that violence is the answer to the state, then they have missed the point.
Right. I'd have to agree. So Ian on the line in New Jersey, the board op says he is all set. Ian, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
Two things. First, there's a strike in California of Walmart warehouse workers. I'm on the website of the strikers. They don't have a recognized union, which means the company does not recognize their union. And it seems they recently walked out of a shift in South. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually,
no.
Never mind. Hello?
Hello. I wasn't aware that Walmart unionized. I didn't know that.
My phone tacked
it. Okay. Nope. I'm going to drop the call just because I'm hearing a lot of fuzz in there. I apologize, Ian. Give us a call back some other time, 855-450-FREE. We have John in Georgia who wants to talk about schools. Hi, John. How are you?
Wow, you guys got so much going on, it's hard to figure out when to start talking.
I know. It's a busy night.
Yeah, what would you like to... Okay, so hello to all you elitist educationalists and all, I guess.
Hello.
Our daughter went to private school for 7 years, and then we pulled her out and then put her in public school, then finally pulled her out and started to homeschool. It's not that you do get a better education in a private school, but it's still an indoctrinated education system. I mean, history is something that the majority agrees upon. And that's what we learn in everything that she's going through. And we've watched it very, very closely. She's gone through each class, each grade, each thing that she's been learning, how things are so adulterated.
John, if you've got more to add, I'd like to hold you over for the break.
Sure.
Hang on a second. More with John when we come back. 855-453 if you want to chime in the last segment. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-FREE. The phone lines are actually full right now, so you probably won't make it, but we will try to be as efficient as possible. So back to the phones and to the fun, as our fearless leader would say. We've got Derek J. on the line. Derek, are you with us? Derek?
Hey, this is Derek J.
Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hey, how are you, ladies? So fabulous. Great to have awesome. You all there tonight.
I
this
know.
Is great.
It's like you're here with us, but you're not. Where are you?
I am in an underground bunker in an undisclosed location outside of the District of Criminals.
Very good.
And it's lovely here. We produce a lot of libertarian media, and I called in to talk about that and also just to say what a wonderful night to hear all you ladies.
I know, it's like we're the other side of the Brady Bunch or
That's
something
right.
going on.
It's great. Well, I did want to let everyone know that there are some really great videos that have been coming out of the Adam Kokesh YouTube channel that I've been producing. Also, Allie has written some, so people listening, if you didn't know that, you need to check out some of those videos over at youtube.com/Adam Kokesh. And I love the points you guys were making earlier about not hanging out around violent people at all. It's the easiest way to keep life mellow.
Yeah, I think that's true. I just think that while it's, you know, people are going to call you out for making a big deal about violent people because that's so common. You know, people most people who talk about violence aren't really violent.
Right.
But it still, like, makes me uncomfortable. And then, you know, other people just have different tolerance levels. So you just got to find out what your tolerance level is.
For Totally. You said radical libertarians should focus on peace, Allie. I totally agree. I mean, it's the best message that people can focus on. And, you know, if people are watching the cam, as I am at LRN.FM, you can see there's a big peace sign behind all of you. So it's perfect.
That's right.
Yes, I agree. Anything else you'd like to add, Derek?
No, well, just want to let people know that they can follow along. If they didn't know, I recently left jail, and people can see the movie about that at victimlesscrimespree.com. Also, follow my blog at livefreeyourdance.com, and it's great to talk to with you ladies tonight.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Derek.
Yes. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, sweetie. Ooh, I dropped him like a second early. I'm sorry about that. But we have to get back to the phones. We have Rob in Michigan who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Great. What would you like to talk about?
The guy who was talking about education and calling people elitist.
Right.
I don't think anyone's elitist, depending on where they went to school. But I do think that, you know, public school versus private school, you know, is kind of like comparing apples and oranges in a way.
Yeah. Really?
So,
you know, I think it has to do a lot with socioeconomic. If you can afford, you know, I'm a teacher. I work in private, and now I'm in public. You know, I think the kids who go to private could excel in public and get a great education. But I think it has to do more with the family life behind it than, you know, numbers or any of that kind of stuff.
When you talk about education, what specifically are you talking about? Because you can learn a lot at home. You can learn a lot, you know, playing just on your own, following what interests you. So what is education to you? What does that mean to get a good education?
Well, getting a good education is just being successful in your path that you've chosen for yourself.
Is it easier, or which do you think it's more difficult to be successful in, public or private schools? I mean, obviously it depends on the student, but do you think that, I mean, I've just heard from a lot of private school kids that went to public school after the fact. I guess not a lot, but I've heard from some people I know who've done that, that public school is just a breeze compared to private school, that they were a lot more challenged than the private schools. Not always, but a lot of the time.
Yeah, and I think if you're a good teacher, you're going to challenge those kids who are up to it.
I would agree with that. And I'm not saying that there aren't really good teachers in public school, but I think that the incentive is not there as much. Like, because with tenure and things like that, you don't actually have to be good at your job. You don't have to be creative or innovative to keep your job as a teacher. And it really doesn't work like that in any sort of private industries. I mean, if you're bad at your job, you get fired.
Oh, no, I agree. I think tenure and unions are way too strong in public.
Yeah.
What do you think about the fact that, like, you know, most politicians and congressmen send their kids to private schools?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. I think there's people who enjoy private. They excel in private. But I think there's a different clientele in public.
Isn't there something a little ironic about someone who gets paid for tax dollars to regulate the education of, you know, the coercive public school system for everyone else, and they use those tax dollars that they get for their salary to send their kids to the private schools?
I think there's a bit of hypocrisy in there. You know, I think that if you advocate for one, then you should support it and go wholeheartedly. Send your kids to what you're supporting. Mm-hmm. I think it sends a mixed signal for politicians to send their kids to private. You know, I work in private. I think it's a great system. I work in public, and I think for the kids to go to public, that's also a great system.
Well, the kids aren't really getting to choose most of the time.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The kids aren't getting to choose most of the time which school they go to.
No, they don't.
Now, how does your school handle truancy?
We have, you know, 10 days. If you miss unexcused for 10 days, and you get a letter at 20 days, and you have to deal with the truancy officer.
So you don't have ID tags hooked on lanyards around your neck in your school?
No, we don't have that.
Is that something you would like to see?
No. I think that draws negative attention to an already bad situation.
Yeah, and you'd think that forcing kids to learn, I mean, forcing kids to be somewhere they don't want to be isn't going to initiate the desire to learn.
No, I think learning is a powerful tool, and I think we need to teach kids, no matter what system they're in, that learning comes from experience, and you need to experience many things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, thanks for the call, Rob. We've got lots of other calls on the lines. We're going to try to get to you before the end of the show. We've got John in Georgia. Hi, John.
Yeah.
How are you?
Right.
What would you like to talk about?
I'm still back with you, honey. We were talking about education earlier before the break.
Oh, yes, I remember. You had another point, and I accidentally hung up on you. I apologize.
No, we were still sticking with the same thing.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
We're picking up right where we left off, right with public, private, and homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where we are is, if you guys think you get ridiculed from going from public to private, you should go to homeschool, see how that works out for you. And the thing is that, you know, how in the world can you go to a private school, because those people don't have the competency and they don't have the education to teach private school. So then you go to a homeschool situation, and it even gets greater intensified. You know, you're looking at all the things that the public sector wants to see, wants to indoctrinate children with, that they feel like that homeschool's not doing it with, and certainly feel like, you know, private school's not doing it with. So, but all these things, all the issues you guys have been talking about tonight are all coming back to the lack of local and state rights.
I agree.
You know, I would agree.
I mean, a
local school board being able to decide what that child should be taught depending on that environment and that economy that's in that child's values, morals, and education system that's proposed by the parents. And that's the way the founding fathers originally set things up. But now it's no way that way. It's all about national education association, how they see things should be from a federal standpoint.
Right. I like the idea of sort of neighborhood schools or, you know, something to that effect. Like, if you're just going to basically be dropping your kids off at public schools to be babysat, I mean, it's, you might as well actually take them to someone who likes kids, for one thing, and it's more local, and the kids could be maybe more free.
Well, and they could be making friends with neighborhood kids, because that's one of the huge arguments for public schools is the socialization, supposedly.
Right, but then there's so much bullying involved because of the coercion factor,
right.
You know, because you've got kids that are forced to associate with people who they wouldn't otherwise.
Not to mention the extreme amount of peer pressure that's going on, you know, from that mass group of all these economic diversities that are going on.
It's a messed up situation.
I'm sorry about all of the phone calls that we didn't get to for tonight. You can call us back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's all the time we have for tonight. Please call us back. It's been Julia here with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
Thanks,
ladies. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.